Okay, so I'm delighted to welcome you here to this free lecture to learn Xhosa in 45 minutes. And I'm sure you're all very excited to be impressed by your own language abilities, as Xhosa invites us to be. Let me tell you a little bit about Xhosa. She has a PhD in African languages from UCT, and I have to share with you the thesis title. It's a good way of making a thesis fun, I imagine. The Forms and Functions of Xhosa Humor. She's a senior lecturer here at the Department of African Languages, and she's a respected scholar in her field, publishing international journals and local journals, as well as being a passionate promoter of African language acquisition. For 10 years, Dr. Darling formed and ran a multimedia language development company called African Voices. She's authored Xhosa and Zulu textbooks and accompanying CD-ROMs called Xhosa, Speak Xhosa or Zulu with Us, and I think they're available at the bookshop outside of the venue here upstairs. I mean, not upstairs, just up around the corner here. Aside from her academic expertise, Dr. Darling has a reputation for being entertaining and thought-provoking in her style. And she appears on radio regularly, she writes in the popular media, and I think in the classroom you'll find that you don't have to sit back, you have to sit up and get ready to learn Xhosa in 25 minutes. So, over to you, please.
Of course.
So on your pieces of paper, if you've all got those pieces of paper,
You can just put a bracket around the N, because you say D. Okay, so it's a nasalized, but it's a D. Then C for we, can you say that?
C.
Ooh. Okay, that's a low tone ooh, because as I say, the tonal language, like most African languages, it does have tone, and that does affect the meaning. So, for example, you could be saying something like, I would like a pumpkin, and what you're actually saying is, I would like your thigh. It's happened to me. I asked somebody who thought the inner thigh was better than the other side, or whatever, and I wanted your thigh. But it was fine, we got through that. And that's what happens when you learn your language. You do make horrific mistakes, but you just move on and you have a laugh. You, plural, is me. So say me. Okay? And he or she is who, with a high tone. And you're going to make mistakes there with a low tone and a high tone. I wouldn't get worried about that. Mother tongue speeches are also saying, my father, she is sick. That's, you can see why. Because he or she is who with a high tone, we're going to say, my father, you are sick. So we're going to make those same mistakes. And that's just something good to know. It's just good knowledge to have. And then they is ba. And that is six. Can you say it in ba? And this is in close to B, meaning the air is not ba with a VH, but ba. Ba. Okay, so that sound is sucked in. And that will not be for people. That ba will not, it's only for people. It will not be for non-personal things, sorry. It's for all people, that ba, not non-personal things. The only non-personal type of thing that will use a ba are matches or machisi. They go ba. And I think it's because matches have a spark of life. I don't know, that was my theory. I still have to have a proof. But most people, in fact, all people have ba unless they fall into another class. And just to let you know that ready is a Xhosa word, it's a great dictionary for Xhosa, but the real Xhosa word is lungile. So I'm not teaching you stuff that isn't in the dictionary. Some of it isn't yet. Yeah, we just buy some more papers and then it's going to get there. So can you look at your exercise sheet? And can you please do the first exercise for me? After 5 minutes, and see how much you can translate. And in fact, I'm just going to give you a few seconds. Are you ready to do it?
Yes.
So the first one was I'm ready. Can anyone tell me what that is?
Ready.
Now, apparently people went after the last lecture and said things like, I can say D headache, D whatever, and you can't. Ready is an adjective, and you do have a problem with people not knowing what an adjective is in English. Much as that now. Now, we did outcome space, huh? Then I have to run our adjectives. So that's an adjective, I'm sure all of you know what an adjective is. Not only about art-based education. So you use the formula with adjectives and with verbs. So it's a huge chunk of Xhosa that you can now, that I'm going to teach you how to do. So you said you're ready. Are you ready?
Or
ready? Or near ready, depending on the plural. They are ready?
I'm ready.
And can you see there's no word for are? There's no word for are, there's no copula there. Are they ready? Now, when you ask a question in Xhosa, you don't have to worry. You just state it, but switch your voice up a little bit. So instead of saying, ba ready, apart from ba ready, you can say, ba ready. Can you try that? So, being sort of middle class South Africans, we don't seem to go up like Australians do. We might say, yeah, I'm from Australia. And you can hear, what's the question? But we go to that, but now you're strong. So you've got to go, ba-ready. Right. And then if you are lost, if people still don't get it, you ask them a question, you put an N-A at the end. Just an N-A. Nah. Ba-ready, nah. And then people know, oh, Mumbu starts a question. She is ready. Excellent. We're ready. Hi, so who? Are we ready? So all these are on the Summer School website. So they'll be there if you want to correct yourselves. But I think with the collective intelligence that is sitting over here at the moment, this is a little bit easy. So we'll go on. to the next word that I'm teaching you, which is Arise. And I'm teaching it to you because I've just done loads of transcriptions from Xhosa into English. I listen to interviews and I transcribe. And this word comes up so, it's got a very high occurrence in Xhosa. So I thought I'd teach it to you. The Xhosa word Kanekile doesn't have all the meaning that Arise does. Kanekile means more like correct. So can you try Zana too quickly just in the next 2 seconds, see if you can do it? So right means all right, okay, correct, well, feeling okay, on the project, on the same page, other clichés that I can think of. So, what did you get for Are You Alright? Alright. And you blur the last, vowel. So that right, you're going to just blur it. So, for example, righty. Although some common speakers do speak like that, everyone has their own idiolect. But generally, the last little vowel is blurred and the penultimate symbol is drawn out. So, alright. Is going to make you sound very cross if you draw out the second last syllable. They are right. All right. Oh, you're going to hear that one a lot now. All right. But when we get to the negatives, you're going to hear that more, and they're not right. I'm telling you. Are we okay? Sit right. Okay, sit right. Sit ready. Yes, we're ready. Are you through okay?
Yeah.
You're right. I'm all right. Right. Are they okay? All right. So there are all the answers, which I'm sure you got. Again, you can see you don't need R, all you need is that compound and the adjective. I'm going to take a little jump to the left, and we're going to do pronunciation. How many of you are frightened of Xhosa pronunciation? Okay. Near right. You are right to be frightened. No, you're actually not right to be frightened. They're just 3 basic tricks. Once you've mastered those, it's like saying, I don't know how to swim, I'm scared of swimming. You just learn how to swim, and then it's cool. Cool, cool, cool. So I haven't had any student that hasn't learned how to click, and some other speakers don't click as well as other speakers. So just take this as something fantastic that gym that you can do in real time. The C click is the click you use to suck spinach from behind your top teeth. Can you try that? Perfect. So, I mean, the sound you're making now, and Xhosa speakers describe it as the sound of a clock. And I always thought that was such a beautiful description. Tick, tick of a clock. So, can you say, beautiful Xhosa word there, switch off the radio and pass that, I just want to hear you. Beautiful. And as you can see, how beautiful the word order is in Xhosa, verb, object, order, syntax, and if it's a command, you just use the verb. So if you looked up switch off in the dictionary, you've got thing and you know that it's a command. And in Fundalore, that's how people spoke, they just use a command and they never learned anything else. This is how people want to do. In fact, in those early phrase books, you can see boil the water and get out of my shadow and really beautiful phrases like that. Think TV, can you say that? Okay. The CH is aspirated. It has, because all things are using ingress is airstream, so you're sucking the air in. There's a puff of air. Not as pronounced as I did it, but there definitely is a puff of air. So, what way do you come? Say that. I'm sure some of you are grandparents, and if your child has been brought up for speaking, then you can say this. Or if you're a doctor, you know, are you ready to feel? And this is a very critical phrase. I have to learn phrases like the tooth bites the bone, the diviner is divining. So I think are you ready to pee is a more useful phrase. And I went into the townships and photographed the science people right there, and I now see, they're like, please, like, P pee over here. And somebody was peeing straight through the shop window. Yeah. So can you say that last one? Perfect. Yeah. Right. The exit, the tongue touches the side teeth. So whenever the computer says to you when I'm doing computers, you know, just like it, you actually have to touch the side teeth, like getting a horse in the bar. Okay? And here is a lovely sentence from Hossa. You can see that we're using, we're using the ya. The ya over there tells you to be in the present tense of the verb. Because I've been doing adjectives with you. So we can't say the Lisa when nothing follows. But we can adjectives with the verb, we just need the ya. Because the Lisa is to beg forgiveness. So, can you say, we are sorry? Oh. Perfect. Okay. Then the XH, like the CH, is aspirated. How's that? Can you do that sentence? And then you've got our things to do with asking a lot of little things you put at the end, like my dears and chappy and things like that. But if you said that, people would fall down. They would fall down in presence of you. Because everybody in Cape Town knows how to say, "Whoa, John," at the public, petrol station, and I thought maybe you could just go to the petrol station and say, "I'm ready to be." make a difference. Life's like their lives. And we are really sort of being interesting ones to all our discussions. Can you imagine? So, somebody who wants to be on the right side of the way to sort out. Of course, if you let the H off, it would mean we are ready to tell. And that leads you into problems because my students tell my prof that they are ready to sort him or they are ready to tell him their story. The Q pick is a champagne cork pick, the tongue pulled off the roof of the mouth, like perfect. Obviously, we have a little bubbly drink with this over here. It's like the sound of a champagne cork. Say, Yaconda. I recently took my students to Kai Samapuk for the very reason that the name of Kai Samapuk in Hausa is Kobo. And then the others we get, "Now, Mom, I'm going to Kobo." So, I can sit in the house and things over there. It's traumatic. Okay? Nyakonda, can you try that? And can anybody tell me why is there a yak there? Good is the excellent because it's a verb. If it was an adjective, you wouldn't need that yak. The QH is aspirated. So if somebody has drunk a little bit too much at your party and you politely want to ask them, are they ready to drive? Are they okay to drive? What are we going to say? Oh, that's such a good voice, sir. That's brilliant. All right, we'll prove our ability. All right, we'll prove our ability. Can we hear from the side? The side's doing very well. Can you try? Bye-bye. Beautiful. Are they okay? Two-bye. And you can see the infinitive.
The infinitive?
Uku. To do anything is uku. It'll always be uku. It'll never be anything else. My students are only uku consciously. Well, it's always the uku. I'm always, always. We want certainty when we're learning a language. The RH consonant is like for the upper class khan. If you don't speak upper class, it's like the Welsh, that loch, that sound. You've got to see your eyes. Can you try that middle? Anyway, the doctor says, "I'm okay." The verb T, never says it, yeah. So now you feel insecure.
doesn't say yeah. I'm getting a high. It's quite a funny word to me. But the doctor, he says or she says, I'm okay. And the HL concert, as the Welsh club, finally. So say, Shalapansi. Okay, excellent. So if somebody's not at all ready to go, you can say, Shalapansi. I've got ready to go, and I'm ready to try. So can you pronounce this one for me? Kuba. It's a bit of H, eh?
Kuba.
And the B sucked in.
Kuba.
And it can also mean carry on. Carry on. Kuba is Kuba, meaning like carry on with your story. And I think, you see, no, you would use the English word think in Hausa. I don't borrow think, because think is a beautiful Hausa word. We only borrow words that we don't really have such a lekker thing in the Hausa. In Rosi, there's a word that means to hit somebody repeatedly on a sore spot. And I just think that you wouldn't use English there. There's the Rosi we want to talk about, you know, not I just thought, yeah, sometimes the language has got a word that you actually need to borrow to hit somebody on a sore spot, to kiss somebody on a sore spot. And there's your head up. Excellent. And then your sword up. That's good. Excellent. Yeah, right. And then, I think you all know this one, eh? What is that? And you all know what kolifata means. It means somebody who shakes a branch. Kol, kola, shata, shake the branch, which means a troublemaker. So the troublemaker is somebody who causes trouble but in the nicest possible way. Somebody who's not going to sit down and just take things lying down. Somebody's going to do something about it. Kolifata. And then that's somebody else's name. Good. Kalani Kuba. Because nobody's going to change their names for you like in the old days. People say, no, my name is Welcome, or, you know, Beauty. They're going to use their Kosa names now. Because those are just translations of Kosa names. Princess, Kosazana. Okay. I've recently been reading some papers on names in Africa, and it's fascinating. People give their dogs names to tell the neighbors to stop asking them for things. So you can shout at the dog the same in Shona, which means you always come asking me for things. And I will hold up to the dog and go, hey, you know, it's my hobbies, it's my hobbies. And then the neighbors are going to hear, you know. So the parent is discourse on dog names, and you never actually have to confront your neighbors. Father's father, because actually this child came at a time when the father didn't have enough money. So you should be living names. There's some useful Hausa adjectives apart from the baby, right? Serious. Can you say serious?
Serious.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Lula.
Lula.
Zima.
Zima.
Nandi. It means it's easy. But if you put an H on there, it means take your clothes off. So don't kululu.com when you're taking your clothes off, although if you travel on that airline, you quite like to. Is there everything I said it is? Okay. Some more useful pronouns, E, and that will refer to most things. Most things like E laptop, E TV, E bag, E ice cream, E peanut butter, E jam. If we're talking about any of those things, we have to say the jam is. We can't just say the jam is sweet, we have to say E jam is sweet. E password, E right. Say that.
E password, E right.
And then Z will be for the plural of things, no people for Z. Very few people. E number, zero. Say shin, shin. Shin, e number zero. Inama is wrong.
Perfect. Because you don't get that out of style, that sort of issue. An extremely useful pronoun is who. It's the indefinite it. It is nice. It is hot. It's not referring to anything. Just it. So, you should say that.
Making a negative, I think we've just got time for that before you go.
die is an die Hop, plus the adjective. So you put an A in the front. There. So the A always makes a negative, and then the Hop. Andy, you're quite right, actually. Because of that A, you're more likely to do that N. But not as a separate sound, Andy Kong. No, you are. It's a good observation. Textbooks are written like this. When people are observing something, you're more likely to pronounce the N when something exactly is a sister, Andy Kong. So, dear lady is unready. The negative is. And what's that? And they kind of join it, and they kind of push it all together. And most speakers tend to write it conjunctively. If they haven't learned how to write, a lot of process speakers now can speak their language but learn English at schools. But the correct way to write is definitely antifocality. So C becomes asico. Say asocerias. No, Shensisi said that as asocerias. We are not serious. Ani? Chimaro, are you not ready? Ani, you are ready? That's right, are you not ready? Ba becomes abajo. So say, this is what my house manager said about two of the students who refused to go to the toilet, which is a little far away. Shame. Abajo, right, so not okay. Alright. And can mean, if people are abajo, right, it means they don't know what you're talking about. It can mean they're not well, they're not nice people. They have a lot of different meanings. And it's abajo, acolula. Say that. It's not easy. So can you change into the negative? Or did you need to go back there? Just remember this. A plus concord plus core plus adjective. Hunanti. Okay, so let's do this one together. You've got your ku. What do you put in front of your ku? A. And then what do you put after the ku? Just the core. Not the ndi. Just the core. Okay. So you look at your A over here and your KH over there, and it's going to be Akukomnanti. So you're working with that KH, you're working with that KU. That Ba, okay, good, Aba, Ko, Abajo, fresh. They are not fresh. Abajo, fresh. Dear right? Then you need to get the A cut and the core right. I'm not okay. Critical when you go to oral coming up and all of that. Okay, I'm for right. Okay? See, ready? We are not ready? You sound so good. You sound so close. In fact, when you use English, you sound more close. Are you ready? Kunzima. Aku ko zima. Aku ko zima. You've done about 3 years of Kosa in 45 minutes. So it's very impressive. Is it sweet?
But should we go there? Embrace the screen and
Au.
Say au.
Au.
Then you look at
au.
So let's see, it's not like you're doing something nonsensical there. So au reis, your rice, au reis. Au reis. And u, for he and she though, is nonsensical. It's aka. Which one of my students said, it's aka, otherwise known as. Another student said, it's a tough one to remember, whatever. That's why it's probably not going to be successful. But, aka is always he or she, not in the negative. Whether it's with a verb, whether it's an adjective, in the present tense, verb tense, it's aka. So you've got to know it. And I becomes ai, because if it was ai, it becomes ai. Ai kovedi. Say ai kovedi, no? Ai kovedi. It's not ready. So you would spend some time on these vowel commencing ones and bring out it, so then you would learn them. So, we have. Would you like to do these, or would you like to go on to future tense? Future tense. Alright, so we're on to future tense. Those who can do it at home and look at the answers on the Ujim, shame Akakorite. He's not okay. And I just want to show you to get your confidence back in the language, just a screen and then we'll call it a day. Zoa is future. So dirais, dizoarite. And that is constant. It doesn't matter. Wherever. Talking about an adjective, then you're going to use Zora. Kushushu, Uzawashu, you said Uzawashu. So the Zo and the Ba together give you the future. Unzima. Uzawazima, Yote, Uzawazima. Just that people speak so fast. See, that is a problem. You just wish you could like slow them down, like when I do transcriptions, I can slow them down a little bit. But you can't. So you just think, I think there's Zima somewhere. But does that not look very nice and regular? So change into the future, ET in 90. So what you're going to do is you're going to put Zoba after E. ET. Is all 90, the T will be nice. So you eat T by itself, that's just a noun, and then the Zoba after the E. Ujim, or rice chain, but you're going to think you will be okay after some bypass or anything. Ujim, Uzabar rice, perfect, Uzabar rice. When I put ready, Uzabar rice. Serious. We will be serious. So just put the Zoba after the C. Zoba serious. But fresh, there will be fresh. Zoba fresh. And then your answers. Zoba, Zoba. Okay, I think I was a little bit ambitious. I was going into the perfect tense, past tense, but maybe I'll just stop there. So, you want me to do it? Do the past tense? Okay, brilliant. You are much better than the last group. They said, no! I spoon now. That's okay. Dear eyes, being dear eyes. How simple is that? You just clap bang on the front. Yep, being dear eyes, clap, go with the bars, okay? Kushushu. Le kushushu. It was hot. Kunzima. Le kunzima. Change to the past. Kumnadi. I mean, you couldn't get easier than this. You just bring back in the front of everything. I tell my students this, I promise you, I tell my students this, and they'll put that. You go past, past, okay. So, Bekum Nandi, see right, we were right. Ah, we see right, we were right. Mi serias, ben mi serias, kulula, me kulula, it was easy. Dir ready, I was ready. Ben dir ready. Yeah, you can actually hear that, ben di. So something coming before, it's a very good point. And then your answers. So, Bebulula, was it easy? Bebulula. So, Sikona, are there any, or Ikonagi Buzo, any questions? Yes. And the Q by itself. Okay. Kicks, so it's a very good question. Kicks use ingressive SC. So you're not going to, you're sucking in to get, the only things that are working is the S and your tongue. No voice, no air, and then. So you should, like I put a piece of paper here, feel no air when you're doing the kick. The H-less kick. When you do the CH, you should get that puff of air. The same with the Q. But that is Kunzima. That is the Kunzima, because that is something that I'm used to doing. Other speakers are very forgiving, and I've noticed with my students, even myself, they all work out. They work out, okay, she doesn't mean she's going to assume, she means she's going to drive. She doesn't mean she's going to sort to me, she means she's going to tell me. But if you can see that rule of thumb is that the kicks don't have any air, they don't have any voice. When you see a G plus a kick, a G, then that means you're going to use your vocal cord. So you'd be grr, G, Q, instead of. You see, that's got no air, no voice. Has got voice and it's got a pop of air with it. But that's what we do on the text outside. I think they have got the clicks there. And any language school that you would go to, they would definitely go through the clicks. Yeah.
If I could ask
you
a quick question.
Yes.
You mentioned the word number. The number is wrong.
Yes.
What about in non-bolo?
In number, in non-bolo, thank you very much. And in nami are all borrowings in Hausa, and you'll find that certain dialects tend to, like a Kubi dialect might use E number or E nani normal, but they're all fine.
My second question is, sometimes people say,
Opetuna. I'm so glad you brought that up. I actually thought, and me too, I heard it so much in the ECK.
What does that mean?
It means my dears. Opetuna. It means my dears. Hey, hey. What? We just don't have the expressions in it, but it really is my dear's Betuna. It's a B-E-T-H-U, and then na. And it's a beautiful cross expression. Sort of amazement, sympathy. Yeah, it's showing sympathy and solidarity with. Yes. Okay, the put unha. The GQ is a voice kind of kick.
Good.
So you have a voice. Your voice using your vocal cords. And then you're doing the champagne cork kick.
Good.
And then the RH is your ha. So ut unha. Ut unha. The RH is a ha sound. Oh, that was a chair and chair. So a chair, that is a chair, chair. And you've not got the H. And then, so chair, it's got that puff of H. It is hard to hear. Even when you listen to the text, I remember the first time I thought, I can't hear the difference. But you will. You will definitely hear. And also, you will get it from the context, so certainly understanding. Some people will be chela in a book, then you know they're sorting. And if they're chela at the time, you know they're not sorting at the time, although my nephew only does. But anyway, it's one of those things you yourself, if you think, avoid the puff of air. Just think as if you're just picking towards the inertia. But as English speakers, we tend to like that puff of air. So we tend to default to the puff of air. So for example, the B, we would pronounce B, but really it shouldn't. A B without air is Bala, Bala, that is couch. Bala, as the way we would pronounce it, the H is white. So you just have to get into that. The default should be not having the puff of air, and this is the H. You will? Okay, you can say copies. Anrufa and Vanga. I didn't hear you. Kaupinde. Kaupinde. K-H-A-W-U-P-H-I-N-D-E. Kaupinde. Kaupinde. And that is on the text that Kaupinde repeats. Kaupinis and Vanga. That means I haven't heard. The Kaupinde is beautiful.
This is not my venue.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's that one. I seem to get the screen up so I can
family, or it was repeated, another child. Pindile. So all names have meaning in Xhosa. Ewe?
Thank you. Thank you. In fact, many people. Welcome to you. All right.
In the Eastern Cape, in the villages,
people say, Siabulela, we give thanks. But one of my American students was saying, Diabula, that means I kill. Don't get your vowel wrong. Well, I hope you can continue, Ewe.
Sorry, there's a question.
Yes. I would like a good analysis of just how it was used, when it was used, for what in the context. But it certainly has some lovely feelings. But so is Xhosa. So is Xhosa. That's always lovely when they say when you're learning a language, you'll never find borrowed words for the rays of the sun. And I always thought that was so beautiful. But kind of the Lord didn't even have a word for the rays of the sun. So, yeah, things of nature. And I say, all that. Okay, what's happening?